Many responses continue to pour in. I'm serious. I don't know if I've ever seen so many responses to something. Joey says, when Josh says the snow is over, I say it's done for the record, and it's 30 degrees and snowing, he goes for a run, which makes it a 50-degree day where it can't snow, so he ends up being right.
So this this explains why Josh is always wrong about the weather, because he's been taught by running.
John writes, Josh, I pulled off the side of the road with a sudden urge to tweet you guys. I've never tweeted in my life. There's something to be said when the sport is a punishment in every other sport. See, and that's why people have a negative connotation
good
with
point.
It shouldn't
that's
be a punishment.
Point.
It should be a fun thing.
In middle school,
go for a fun
so much,
lap.
Oh, it's so much fun.
It is. Why would I do it for 2 hours if it's not fun?
In middle school.
Because you're weird.
Maybe. Or it's fun.
In middle school, we lost a football game.
Fun.
And the practice after that game we lost, they ended practice like 20 minutes early, and we were all excited. They're like, down and back.
To be fair, like I don't want to go for a run with football pads on. I will say that. That sounds terrible.
They made us do down and backs 10 times.
That sounds horrible.
100 yards.
Yeah.
Both ways.
I wouldn't want to do it with football pads on, but if you ask me to do that right now, that sounds... Well, no, I don't have my running shoes on, but it'd be okay.
Yep. 10 times.
Andy says, what did I miss? Just tuning back in. Andy, a lot.
Apparently,
our most responded to segment ever.
No, I'm...
Nick, give the podcast title of this something good and snappy to let people know, like, you're going to want to hear this because you're going to have a take about it.
I'll
and then in
it,
the description, the boys unveil a new segment.
I'll just call it, you're going to have a take. That's not that snappy.
No, it's not as snappy as, you're going to want to listen to this. You are.
Just
many people are responding.
Here's the more accurate.
John's a moron.
Josh denies science.
No, not denying science.
Yes, you are. 65 degrees. I've never heard.
You've never heard
anywhere
feels like never heard.
Where 65 degrees was brutal conditions. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, well,
unless you're a freaking penguin, and you can't live in anything but the Antarctic.
I mean, I told you. I said, that's what happens when you go for a run for 4 hours or 3 hours. It's what happens. I know you don't like it, but that's the world.
But that's dumb.
No, blame God. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm not blaming God. God didn't tell Adam, you know what you should do? You should go for a run.
Haven't you ever been like out on a, like you mow on a 70 degree day and you finish and you're like, man, it's a little, it feels warmer even though it's still 70. Yeah. Pretend that you were running for 26
miles.
Yeah,
but I don't deny that it was still 70 degrees.
I'm not denying it, but that's bad running conditions. That's horrible running conditions if you're doing
that's
a marathon.
Sport.
Wow.
You know when the Seth Wickersham, Sam Van Natta.
Yes,
you
know, Dan Van Natta.
Dan Van Natta, sorry.
Yeah.
Trio or a duo combo on a story on ESPN.com.
It's going to be good.
It's probably going to be pretty good.
Get time for my notes.
They did the deep dive into why Bill Belichick is not employed.
Yes.
And we're going to get to that after Dumb Debates.
Oh, what a tease!
Because there's a lot in here, and basically, if you want the real Cliff's notes on this, Belichick was not close to getting any jobs last offseason.
He was not in the top three for Atlanta. Not in the top
three. Which is incredible when you consider, obviously, his credentials.
Mm-hmm.
But it is true. It is absolutely true. True.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about this story.
Yeah.
After Dumb Debates?
Yeah, we'll do it after
what
Dumb
a tease.
Debates. So we have a little bit of time on the other side because we do have a lot of good Dumb Debates.
I've been saving some. I feel bad. I'm promising
don't
that
feel
I
bad.
No, I've had them on my sheet for like a month. I am going to go to my Word doc and I'm going to answer those ones.
If you want to feel bad about something, feel bad about being a climate denier. Don't feel bad.
Oh, interesting. Lefty John strikes again. God, it's so good, John, to have you on the correct side of everything.
Oh, slow down, Reagan.
No, don't you call me that. Yippee says, I did not appreciate Nick and John jumping all over Josh's time in the segment. Josh was very respectful of John's time. I felt like I was at a presidential debate. I'm just trying to speak, and you're like, this is all a lie. 65 is fine.
Did you see the video?
65 is fine. It's a great temperature.
No, I didn't.
It's 65 degrees today.
65.
By the way, 65 degrees today. I expect to see many dead runners along the side of the road.
I do like 65 degrees when I'm, well, honestly, most runs, honestly, I do. But just not a marathon. That's the only time I don't want it. Or a long run. That's a little warm on a long run, too.
Tickle some change.
Especially when it's sunny. John, there was no clouds in the sky.
Oh, my God, the sun.
They run on the roads
if
of Boston.
If anyone should have an aversion to the sun, it's
shipping
me.
Shipping up to Boston.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Kevin Kugler has even responded to how you two treated me. Part of a successful radio show is the kindness to let others share his or her thoughts. Sad. Thank you, Kevin. This is very nice. It'd be nice to have someone who would let me share my thoughts once in a while.
I did. I did let you share
you
your thoughts.
You kept interrupting me.
But you kept saying dumb things like 65 is brutal.
For a marathon. For a marathon.
Kevin, get back to doing what you're supposed to be doing, and that is rubbing those lucky beads because the Cubs have a 3-run lead going to the bottom of the 8th.
Lucky beads.
And our bullpen sucks.
Uh-oh. Hopefully you didn't just jinx it.
Oh, they're a walking, talking, breathing jinx.
Travis writes, I guess John doesn't understand the laws of thermodynamics. Yeah, do we need to show you? I'll buy you a book, Thermodynamics for Dummies. And maybe that'll help you out a little
bit. Well, good. I mean, maybe you can get a 2-for-1. You can also get Telling the Temperature for Dummies.
Well, we could read these together.
Yes, we could.
Could be a book
club. And Josh would go, oh my God, 65 is actually nice.
It is a good temperature, unless you're running.
Dumb Debates is coming up.
If this wasn't dumb enough for you.
And,
do you have something?
Well, I do.
All right.
I've got a quandary for Elmo.
Nice.
We also have.
I have a college football one.
You have a college football one. And we'll see what other ones we get to. We got a lot of great ones.
Yeah.
We'll get to them and send in yours as well. Use the hashtag Dumb Debates. 1620 The Zone.